In 1750, the Qianlong Emperor followed the example of his grandfather, the Kangxi Emperor, in leaving Beijing on a tour of the south. He subsequently commissioned a series of 12 monumental scrolls to document his tour. This scroll, the sixth in the series, begins on the right along the Grand Canal into the city of Suzhou. As we move left, we follow the city streets to a gate near the southern end of the city. Here, the emperor disembarks from his ship and mounts a horse for the last leg of his trip. Like his grandfather, he finishes his journey into Suzhou at the silk manufactory, where he spends the night. The emperor is depicted as slightly larger than everybody else. This is a traditional Chinese device to demonstrate his almost supernatural importance. But in other ways, the scroll shows signs of Western influence. The figures are anatomically correct, and the artist, Xu Yang, has used Western-style perspective in rendering the vista that opens up into the expanse of Lake Tai. He's also drawn the buildings in correct perspective. The Qianlong Emperor was quite impressed with Suzhou. In fact, he found its gardens and canals so beautiful that when he returned to Beijing, he built a replica of Suzhou's city streets as part of an imperial summer palace, which you can still visit today.